some real numbers there. So the course record was 67 before yesterday morning. And now
well, from 7,200 yards.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 64 on Rich Harvest Farms is phenomenal. But the greens are perfect. The weather was perfect. And I'll tell you, over the last 20 years of hosting amateur players, this is the best amateur players I have ever seen. That, I guess they should be. They're 156 of the best in the world. It's very obvious if you're out there watching them. I mean, they are magnificent. I mean, they not only hit their drives long, their iron shots are phenomenal. I mean, they're all within, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 feet of the cup. And with perfect greens, you know, a lot of those putts are going to go in. And so they've got great short games. They've got great, they're all great putters. And, you know, when you look at these players and the quality that they have, I mean, they, you know, there's probably 40 or 50 of them that can be on the tour tomorrow.
Yeah. You're going to have to back up the tees for the NCAA when some of these kids come back, just to make sure they're not shooting
well,
62 next time.
You know, we normally put the NCAA at 7,300. And so what they wanted to do is they wanted to have, you know, pin placements that were not too difficult. They wanted to play the golf course a little shorter because it's a big field. They wanted to make sure they got all 156 players through. But even still, all the red numbers here at Rich Harvest, I'm delighted. I
mean, are they saving the key pin placements for the match play when it's risk-reward and guys can blow a hole with an 8 and say, I'll get them next time?
They will. They will. They had them in fairly lenient spots, but over the next couple days, now it's all match play. So,
what's your best score?
When I had... 9 holes, par was 70. I shot in the 60s 4 or 5 times. I would have probably done it 8 or 9 times, but it always seems like I went bogey, double bogey, triple bogey. I said, geez, I can't believe I'm going to break 70 again.
Well, somebody told us earlier today that there was finally, after 20-some years, a new club champion here at Rich Harvest Farms, that you'd been unseated after 20 years.
I'm never unseated. There's no way that anybody will ever beat me here. We have a club championship every year.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I'm the only one that plays in it.
Yeah.
And the members say, Mr. Rich, why don't we have a club championship? And I always tell them, if you want to play for second, that's fine.
You know,
22 straight years.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing. I've been here a lot of times. I remember when it was the 11 holes and all that.
Yeah.
You could have said to everybody, I'm just going to keep this for myself. But you open the doors up so often. Why?
I love junior golf. I love amateur golf. We've hosted, you know, the WGA Junior in 2003, I believe it was. We got another junior in 2019. It was supposed to be in 17, but NCAA said, Mr. Rich, we're going to award you the NCAA championship, boys and girls, in 17. So I had to move the junior. We've done a Raj. You know, Roger also started, really kept the Illinois Junior Golf Association together for a lot of years. He and I went to high school together. He played second man, first man on the golf team at York. I played last, you know, fifth man. He was that much better than I was. But when he got out of service, he kept the Illinois Junior Golf Association together. And then he called me one day and he says, Jerry, he said, you know, we haven't seen each other for 25 years. Can I come out? I know you got a wonderful golf course. There were only 9 holes at the time. He says, I want to do something special for the boys and girls, 12 best boys, 12 best girls in the state of Illinois, in our district. And what I want to do is I want to reward them with a roundup at Rich Harvest at the end of the season. And we'll count up their points, first, second, third, fourth, that they finished in the tournaments during the season. And we just finished our 20th tournament this year. And after Roger died, we called it the Raj. So it's been called the Raj for the last 15 years or so.
Now that the BMW is back on the move and it's going to Medina 19, Rich Harvest Farms for 21, I saw John out here looking around. We had to get suspicious.
Yeah. Well, I my feelings for the LPGA and the working with them, and I've got the International Crown in 16, which is going to be huge. I mean, we're really working that really, really hard. And it's up to you media guys to really get out there and talk a little bit more about it. Because it is a relatively new tournament. This is only the second year. But if you look at women's golf, the best players in the world, a la Solheim Cup, are not from Europe and America. They're from Asia. So back after the Solheim Cup, that's when the commissioner and I sat down and said, we've got to come up with a new tournament, which is the International Crown, and now the Asians can play for their country. And out of 8 countries that will qualify, only 32 players, 4 players per country, half of them are Asian. In other words, Japan, we won't know until the end of the year the countries that will be here next year, but there'll be at least 4, there could be 5. If China keeps playing well, they could be the 5th, and that would be huge, because I've been working Chinatown really, really heavy, just in case they make it in. I haven't been in Chinatown for 45 years, and last year I've been there three times.
Are you working hard with the LPGA to try to get a second crown back here? I guess 2020 would be the first available year, because in 18 it's going to go overseas.
I am. A lot depends on the title sponsor, which is a local underwriter, Laboratories, and it's really up to them to make that decision. I have a good feeling that, yeah, they'll go to Seoul, Korea in 18, and why not? Let's bring it to the greatest city in the world, Chicago. Yeah, but everybody wants it. I mean, the Chinese have offered Michael Wan almost a blank check to keep it in China. Herb Kohler has shown an interest in having it up there. So, I mean, we created something in women's golf. It'll give the spectators now an opportunity to really start identifying, especially in America, with who the best players in the world are. Rather than looking at a leaderboard every weekend and trying to figure out, you know, who are these girls? You know, I've never heard their names before. But now this will give them an opportunity to do that. And what's nice about 16 is that when the girls leave here, the majority of them will go on to Brazil for the Olympics,
right. Which
is a month later. So that's a lot for you guys to write about. You know, Lenny Zemo, he said, Jerry, give us something new and exciting to write about. There it is. They're going to the Olympics a month later.
Well, you obviously wanted to take the Palmer Cup in this event and give it its proper due, but I'm guessing that starting Sunday, you're full steam ahead towards the crown, because that's the next big event on your calendar.
It is, and we've been working that pretty hard, but obviously we had to take care of the Palmer Cup and we had to take care of the Western Am. You're absolutely right. I've got 10 staff here locally at Rich Harvest Farms that do nothing all day long but work on the International Crown. Of course, with the staff that the LPGA has, it's going to be a heck of a tournament.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to get the branding out there. We got to get people to identify with this tournament. And I think Rich Harvest Farms will sell it, the LPGA. Everybody will be familiar with that. But now we got to get the International Crown name out there and get the people excited about it.
Well, the Solheim was in Chicago, largely an unknown quantity until you brought it here.
Right.
And you did pretty well with that.
Yeah, we did. We brought in more revenue than any tournament by double that the LPGA has ever had. Spectators by double of any tournament they've ever had. So, I mean, with all of that, you know, I think they like Chicago. As you know, they're bringing the Solheim Cup to Des Moines, Iowa, which is a great place. I mean, I don't remember 12, 14 years ago, they had the Senior Open there. I mean, Iowa's only got 3 million people in the whole state. They only have 200,000 people that live in Des Moines, Iowa, but they had 250,000 people at the event.
The whole state showed up at the Senior Open. I was there.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In fact, Joe Hirsch played in it in that one. So.